So what we're doing is, I just came across, I was looking into the Rishonim a little bit, and I saw Ran. Yeah, it was, kind of interesting. So basically, the given is that if we have a person who's making a piece of meat, right? A person wants to make a meat for Yontif, so they could put the meat in a pot, and they could put a lot of meat in the pot, and then and basically put the whole pot on the flame. Even though some of the meat is v'chol, doesn't matter. You could do that. You could be marbe v'shior. I mean, you could increase the quantity in the action because it's one action. Okay? Fine. So it says, so this is the Ran, it's on the Aftasim Abayz. Umihu mashma de la rabbas b'shior b'yantav mutter. And you're allowed to add to the quantity. So the halacha is you're not allowed to invite over a non-Jew to your house for Yantif for a meal. Because it's a gezerah that perhaps you will add more, cook more on his behalf. So the question is, who cares if you cook more on his behalf? What's the problem? It says, it means maybe you'll add more in a different pot. Yeah, if you use the same pot, there's no problem. But the chashash is that you're going to cook more in an additional pot. And that you're not allowed to do. Right, that is not out there for. So it's a zero that you can't do that. Okay. Fine. Okay, so basically, so far we know is that you're allowed to put a lot of meat in a pot, even more than you need for yontif, and then put it all on the oven, because it's one action. Okay? On yontif. Okay? Into Shabbos, yeah. Well, you're going to use the extra stuff on Shabbos or after Yontif. You're allowed to do it, even on regular Yontif, Tachol.
Not specifically.
What?
Not cooking specifically for it.
Well, you may be. As long as you do it in one action, it's okay. So as long as you don't do a separate action of putting this on and then putting that on, you put it, fill up the pot with meat. Even some of the meat is for Yontif, for Tachol, it doesn't matter. And you do one action of putting the whole thing on the flame. So this is one action, the whole thing on the flame. So it's one action, it's one beshil, it's one, and it's butter. It's called marbe b'shir. Okay? You're adding on to the quantity. Okay, so you're allowed to be marbe b'shir. Umihu, ikol meidek mi debaylan perek Rabbi Yishmael b'mnachas. So you have a problem. Okay, a contradiction to the Gemara in Rabbi Yishmael, in Menachas, perek Rabbi Yishmael. It says, chol ha-shem du l'shtei gogor. So if a guy is sick, and the doctors say he needs two figs to be able to heal. Okay, and it's Shabbos. Okay, it's Shabbos, and you can't pick figs on Shabbos from a tree. Okay, that's where your figs are on a tree. V'ika shtei grogros v'shtei yaktzin. So now they have in front of you two different scenarios. You have one tree that basically has two figs on two separate stems. So in order to get them off, you'll have to do two separate pluckings. Okay? V'shalosh b'uketzechad. And then you have one gogurus, one fig, on one stem. Okay, so now you have hey minayu, which one do you do? The Gemara asks. Good question. Shtayim ha'isin on the chazina. Do you take two because you don't have to take three, you only need two. So you do the two. O dilma shalosh ma'isin on the kamim ma'ibib zero. Or do you take the three because you have less pluckings? You're only doing one plucking as opposed to doing two pluckings. Okay, v'asigna the shalosh ma'isin and shtayim lo ma'isinon. But the Gemara concludes that you're better off doing the three. De mishun de ute b'tzira adif. Because you're better off to minimize the amount of plucking you're going to have to do. Okay? Fine. So therefore what? What does this indicate to you?
One action.
So why don't you just say simple, it's one action. What's the whole discussion? It's one action versus two actions. Right? The adkan lo yibaylan hasameliki I gavened b'shnayim b'shtei uktzin ika ribu b'tzira. This whole question was because in the two, you're doing more pickings. Right? As opposed to in the three, only doing one picking. Aval mashma de pshita lan de shnayim b'uketz echad v'shloshu b'uketz acher de shnayim esin shloshu ma'asinan. It seems clear to the Gemara. Let's say, why does the Gemara just have a simple case? Let's say you have one stem that has two and one stem that has three, right? Which one do you do? Or is there any advantage to doing the two as opposed to the three? It seems simple to the Gemara. that if you have one stem that has two figs, another stem which has three figs, that of course you'd rather do the two. The only problem is that here, the one that has two figs, you're going to have to do two separate pluckings. So on the one hand, if you do the two, you have an additional plucking, but less figs. But if you do the three, it's only one plucking, but it's more figs. So that's what the Gemara is unsure about. Do you go with the less figs, or do you go with the less pickings? Right? But he's clearly, if there was both of them involved in one picking, and just one had two figs and one had three figs, you see the two is better. The premise of the Gemara there is that the number of figs is a significant factor. Right? But, so it's clear to the Gemara that if you had two and three, just two and three, each deserves one picking, you'd not be allowed to take the three. You'd not be allowed to take the three. Why not? It's one action. Apparently, even though it's one action, it doesn't matter because there's more quantity. You're being marbe b'shiur. So in the action, you're doing more of it, or it's a larger action somehow. And you don't simply say one action equals one action, who really cares? But you say if one action is done to more things, somehow that's a larger action. It was more. So by that same logic, you should say that you shouldn't be allowed to put one pot on the oven that has a lot of meat in it. Because yeah, it's true it's one action, but you have quantity within that action, and the quantity within that action is not for the purpose of yontif. So what? Right? Why is it when it comes to yontif, you say as long as same action, who cares how much quantity you add to it? When it comes to healing a sick person on Shabbos, you say that more quantity is worse, even though it's one action. That's a stira which the Ran is dealing with. Okay, do we look at the quantities of the action, or do we say no, an action is an action? Okay, when it comes to the cooking of the pots, putting the pot, quantity is irrelevant. One action, and that's it. One action is one action. Who really cares the quantity? But when a quantity of pieces of meat. But when it comes to the picking, it seems to be that clearly, even as one action, the quantity is a factor. Quantity in that case is a factor. Go further. So let's see what the Ran answers. Okay, the Ran answers the Ran's question. Okay. So he says, Tiretz Rizal. Hasam the Shabbos Dafka. That case of the sick person with the figs is on Shabbos. Deika Isser Skila. Because the prohibition, if you violate Malaf on Shabbos, you get skila, stoned. Avol biyontif to iser lav, skila, but on yontif, it's only a lav. If you violate it, then you just get malchus, get whipped. So it's a lesser violation, malacha. Malacha on yontif is lesser than malacha on Shabbos. Therefore, they're more lenient. Okay? Therefore, more lenient. Okay? Funny answer. It doesn't seem to matter lenience or not. It's just what's the deal? Do we look at the quantity or do we not look at the quantity, you know? It's like a funny... It's funny to say it's a matter of chumra or kula. I mean, it should be the same thing as malacha's malacha. Is the quantity which I'm doing a factor or not a factor? What's the deal? What's the relevance whether it's duras or derabana? Yeah. I mean, let's, I think, before we try to answer, I'm just explaining the reek. We define the problem. Like, what's the issue? What's the question about whether or not you look at the quantity or not? I mean, that's kind of in a loose way. The question is, do you look at quantity? You know, but like, can we make a more formulated question? Like, what exactly is the issue? What's the two? The Gemara A implies blank. Gemara B implies blank. Therefore, you have a contradiction. Like, what's the formulation of the? What's the question? If you had it like as a machlokas, do we care about quantity or not? Like, what's the issue? You know, like, could we define that a little more precisely than just say, do we care about quantity? That's like vague, it's not very specific. First step here is I think we should limit this question and see what's similar about these two cases there. But they are very similar. Although they're different, they're very similar. And then both of them, you have an Isser, Malacha, and there's a Matir, something which is permitting you to do this thing. Right? In the case of the Shabbos case, of the sick person, what's permitting you to do it is saving his life. Right? So, Pekil HaNefesh, whatever, right? It's allowing you to cut off these dates, figs. In the case of cooking in the pot, what's allowing you to do it is tzorcha chol nefesh. It's malacha, you're not allowed to cook on yontif. What it allows you to cook is the tzorcha yom, the need of the day. So what's matir is the tzorcha. either the tzorach of the sick person or the tzorach of the yom, of the yontif. Right, that's something which is common to them. Okay, good. So now what's the question?
It's an extra thing.
An extra thing. So when you have a matir for tzorach of the yom, or a matir for the sick person, does it matir you to do the action even with extras? Right? It just matters you in that action across the board. You're allowed to do an action of cooking. You're allowed to do an action of picking. Or just allows you to do that which is necessary. Right? Like, is the quantity of the tzorach, of the need, part of the matir? Right? Like, when it matirs you to do the action, so to speak, does it just matir the qualitative action? Cooking? Picking? Right? Is it just matir the qualitative action? Cooking? Baking? Or do you say that the heter is limits the quantity? So what do you need? You need to cook? How much do you need to cook? Oh, you need to cook one piece of meat? So you can cook one piece of meat. How many dates do you need? Two? You can do two. So it's like, is the matir, so to speak, like defined loosely, that will allow you to do an action of cooking or an action of baking? Or you say when you're matir malacha, the matir is more specific than that. It doesn't just matir it with its eyes closed and say, yeah, just do the action. But the matir includes within it the quantity which is necessary. Because the tzorach is what generates the matir, and the tzorach does have a quantity to it. Right? The tzorach has a quantity to it. So the question is the matir filled in that quantity, or is the matir just formulated in a qualitative way? Across the board, qualitative way. Right? So that's what the Ran is saying, is a stira. Because the Gemara, in our Gemara in Beitza, implies the matir is a qualitative thing. It doesn't recognize quantities. Right? The matir is just qualitative. You're allowed to do cooking. And that's the way we're looking at it. It's one action. You're allowed to do an action of cooking for yontif. Now look, this is one action. It's an action of cooking. And you do put in more stuff. Okay, fine. But the matir is the matir, the entire action. So as long as it's one action, you're all good. But the Gemara in Menachos implies that the matir is not just the qualitative matir on an action, but part of the matir is the quantity of the matir. It's matir two figs. He needs two figs. That's matir two figs. So it's not just matir, qualitative action, but part of the quantity of the action is also part of that. So you have a stira. Right? Which one is it? So the answer is Shabbos Yantav. Shabbos is more chamor. Yantav is more other hand. And that explains it. So could we give that a little more sense now? Right, but you see what I'm doing is, like, I think even before we're ready to answer his question or to understand what his answer is, we have to define the question well. Okay? I mean, every stira, every contradiction, is really a contradiction between two theories. Right? And you could look at the two theories as if it were machlokas, you know, as if we analyze machlokas or amin machgama. I mean, there's theory A and there's theory B. Gemara A implies theory one, theory A, Gemara 2 implies theory B. Right? So now which theory is it? Right, so if sometimes if you want to understand the contradiction better, especially if you want to understand the resolution, sometimes it's helpful to define the contradiction. Contradictions have a simple factual level, but they also have a conceptual level. You know, so especially when on the surface they're not the exact same case. So we have to kind of define the common denominator and define it and then see what the stira is. So you see, it's a little more refined than just saying, is in malacha do we look at big and little? It's not just malacha. I mean, you could have made, I'm not saying it can't be, that would be a different theory. You could have explained, the theory is, how do we look in terms of malacha? But I think it's like a simpler to posit that it's a question about a matir, as opposed to just to say it's a positing about, it's a question in general, how you look at malacha. You know what I mean? More limited. Those are the cases that we have at hand. We wouldn't really have the right to universalize so far as to say it's a question. You know what I mean? If there was nothing common to these cases, then you'd say that. You know, but given that they're both about a matir, it seems to be
sound to just to go as far as the case is in the game, not beyond that. Okay, so now the question is, could we understand the answer? Maybe you already understand this, but just if you have two different rules, two laws, one is stringent and one is lenient. So when you have a stringent law, I mean, the Torah is very against people going and violating Shabbos. It's against Pila and Yanta, but it's really against Pila violating Shabbos. As you say, it gets Gela. So the thing is that it's a stringent law, serious stuff. The whole foundation of the Torah is on Shabbos. So as such, we're going to be stingy with our matirs, so to speak. Is that when before we let somebody allow us, okay, fine, you can do the Michal Shabbos. We're very careful. We don't let out the permit so easily. Okay? Oh, you need Michal Shabbos? Well, how much do you need? Two. Fine, two. Okay, but Yontif is, it's not as, look, you're not allowed to just violate Yontif for no reason whatsoever, but now you have a reason to do it. So you might do a Yontif, is a Tzorach Kol Nefesh. So say, okay, fine, so you're allowed to cook. How much? What? Do one action of cooking. Quantity is not built into the thing. So in other words, structurally speaking, it's smooth. It's a smoother formulation to say, well, matir ma'aser. Quantity is like a further, it's further, more detail that's in the thing. So it's like adding structure to the thing. So in general, it would be unnecessary structure. Matir ma'aser special. But not to the quantity, like to say that's included in the matir is like a more, positing more. But it's saying is that on Shabbos, the Riyah is arguing is that when it comes to Shabbos, because the Chumrah of Shabbos, the Torah restricted the Matir to that which is absolutely necessary. It's like built into the thing in Shabbos is that Torah is against being Matir, and therefore the Matir is, Torah was not generous with his Matir, so to speak. It's just the Matir exactly what the Torah dictates. But in Yom Tov, which is more lenient, so then the Torah just simply creates a Matir for a Ma'aser Melacha. And as long as it's one Mises, then the matir extends. Right? I think it's good is that if you... And you can only say this, I think, with this definition, that the question is what, how much your matir. Like, are your matir, does the matir include the quantity, or does the matir just include the quality? For instance, if you were defined like Yonah, the way you were suggesting originally, is that do you define, is quantity part of a Mises, of a Malacha? Right, it's quantity, because that would have been an equally good definition. Is that in the Ma'aser Melacha is quantity recognized? Right, it's quantity recognized. So then that should be a question which is irrelevant. Shabbos, Yom Tov, Chumrah, Kula, who really cares? I mean, is quantity part of Ma'aser Melacha or not? Why would I think because it's a stringent day or a lenient day is that there the fact whether the quantity is a component of a Ma'aser Melacha? But once you limit the question to how does the Torah permit a prohibition? In what manner does the Torah permit a prohibition? Does it permit it bedachkos, like in a very specific, precise, exact manner, or does it permit it in a full-handed manner? So that's permitting is already the area of like pushing aside of a prohibition, and the way in which that will take place is going to vary based upon the stringency of the prohibition. You with me? The matir is to do a certain ma'aser. And they say it's mutter to do action acts, not do a ma'aser acts. So that's the way the matir is formulated. It's matir to do action acts. Now, if you have to define an action, in general, in an action, quantity is like accidental. Again, the action is an action of cooking. You don't say, for instance, oh, I'm doing an action of cooking 8 pieces of meat. Or, oh, you're doing an action of doing 8, I'm doing an action of cooking 7 pieces of meat. And the action is an action. It's one action of cooking a pot of meat. A quantity in general is like an accidental part of an action. Right? So therefore, the smoother formulation of the matir would be that it's matir to do a ma'aser of vishal. It's not matir to do a ma'aser of 7 pieces, a ma'aser of 8 pieces, a ma'aser of... I mean, it's like a funny... In general, that's an accident. The particular quantity in an action is an accidental feature. So the matir will just be formulated on the qualitative action. It's matir to do the action and a ma'aser of vishal. And quantity is whatever, is details. But it's saying is that because of the Chomer of Shabbos, that the Torah is very against anybody doing any cooking whatsoever on Shabbos, so therefore it built into the Matir that which you'd view as an accidental feature of the action. That it's like a more structure in matir. That it's matir, you do the action of bishul with quantity X. The quantity as determined by the tzorach. So it's like the nature of the, it's like a matir, you do a seven-piece cooking, or a two-fig picking. Because that's like built into the matir, is the quantity based on the tzorach. I mean, so the saying is that when it's, when the stringent is stringent enough, it will warrant, so to speak, including extra baggage in the formulations, so to speak, the quantity. But when it's not as stringent, so it doesn't warrant that, and the formulation is just a matir as a ma'aseh bishul. So I'm not cooking 10 pieces of meat, I'm doing a ma'aseh bishul. And a ma'aseh bishul is a ma'aseh bishul le'yantif, because I need this ma'aseh bishul le'yantif. Otherwise, I don't have any food for yantif, so I have to do ma'aseh bishul le'yantif. You know, so the fact that it has other stuff in it is whatever.
So every day that you have to define what it is, it's, every time you have to define what it is, it's based on how it reflects the day.
Yeah, you mean whether Yantif or Shabbos? Yes, correct. And that's how you would define it. In ordinary conditions, you would not define it this way. And at this point, that in general, you would not define it as a mice of 8 pieces or 7 pieces. And that would be the standard way to do it. But it's because of the stringency of Shabbos that the Torah is, you know, says, no, it's not one ma'isa. It's a ma'isa of 7 pieces, it's a ma'isa of 8 pieces, it's a ma'isa, you know? But that's like an exception. So to speak, in terms of like the tam, hadavar, and maybe this is why, I remember someone called the Haraman, it was like a funny thing, it's like, I think it was Rashi. He's like, in terms of the reasoning behind the thing, it's like, this is what Jonah mentioned, this is true, it's like, the permit is for you to cook for Shantif. It's not for you to cook for Chol. So therefore, why would you be allowed to cook more pieces? Why would you be allowed to cook extra pieces? Why should you be allowed to? The Torah isn't coming along to permit you to cook food for Chol, right? So in terms of the reasoning behind it, yeah, of course, you're not really supposed to be cooking for Chol. But in terms of the way it set itself up halachically, the smoother formulation is that it's a matir of my special. Now, if a guy can do a trick, and again, based on the technicality and the way the mitzvah started, the mitzvah is formulated, he can end up doing one ma'isa, which is going to end up accomplishing his goal of having food for Yanta, for Chol. But that's the way the thing is structured. You know what I mean? So that's why, in a certain sense, it's like a trick. But that's because the Torah isn't all philosophy, it's formalized into a system. So, in terms of the system, if you define this as a ma'isa malacha, it's like conceptually, it's smoother to say the matir is for a ma'isa bishul. I suppose to say a ma'isa bishul shell is 7 pieces, whatever, you know. So therefore, it's now given the Torah formulated that way, it lends itself to a guy doing a trick, so to speak, and concluding more. To get around the philosophy, so to speak, of it, and to end up doing for more. And that's all that. It's perfectly fine. But in Shabbos, the Torah didn't allow for that. The Torah, so to speak, was more rigid and more tied in with the inyan of Shabbos and of not doing anything more than Shabbos necessitates. And it included a more rich structure to incorporate the idea of the quantity. Yeah. I mean, I think, I don't want to go through the entire Ron here exactly, but I think, I mean, I want to look at it more later, but I think the Ron's bothered by this. This is the Reed's answer. But see, the question is what do I violate if I pick an extra fig? Okay, on Yom Shabbos. Okay, if I pick an extra fig, he only needs two, but I do one picking of three. Is that an Issa D'Oraisa or an Issa D'Rabbana? Okay? Is that a D'Oraisa or a D'Rabbana to do more? Okay? Because you're saying is like they're more stringent by Shabbos because it's, you know, we're so care concerned about Shabbos. So like, you could argue that that's like, if it's a Darabonon, you could argue like, yeah, we'll be more stringent, you know, Darabonon will be more stringent when it comes to Shabbos than it comes to Yantif, you know? Like, really, they're the same, but since the stringency of Shabbos, so we limit it the permit to only that which is absolutely necessary. You know, like, if the whole thing is a Darabonon, you kind of could... It's funny in the Deraisa to say it's like the Torah was Shabbos is more stringent, so formulated this way, and the Yantif is more lenient. Than, you know, I'm not sure, but it just kind of sounds like a Rabbanan type of logic. You know, the Torah should be like an absolute formulation of what's the way the permit sets itself up. How the Torah matir malacha say Shabbos, you know. So, but in the Gemara, the Ron says it's clear from the Gemara that it's Deraisa. Because otherwise, the Gemara, remember, had a question. Should he take the two pickings, one of one each, or one picking of three? Right? Now, two pickings is definitely two mais malacha, deoraisa. Right? Like, if you don't need to do two, it's only two mais malacha. Now, if you'd say that one picking of three is deoraisa, really just one action, and it's just a stringency of the Rabbanan, that, you know, you shouldn't do too much. So then, clearly, if you have a conflict between doing one picking of three and two separate actions of picking, so then you should say you do the one picking of three. Right, if one's deraisa, one's derabanan. So the Ron says it must be that this is all deraisa. That the idea that two or three is worse than two is a deraisa idea. And therefore there's room for a conflict. And therefore it seems to me that the Ron doesn't like this pshat. He doesn't like this idea of differentiating between how stringent the deraisa versus derabanan is. And therefore he gives his own pshat. Okay, that's what I want to do now. But the question, yeah.
Yeah.
John is asking, why don't you say that the action, its mate, is due two actions? Why isn't that the same thing as quantity? Say that's just quantity. Say two figs or three figs is just quantity. But when you say mati, you do two actions of picking, or one action of picking is also just quantity. And just when you say mati, you got two figs, and who cares if it's one mice or two mice? Two figs are mati, who really cares how you do it? What they're saying is, no, two actions is different. Why is two actions any different than two figs? What I'm saying is that the mati, or since the iser malacha is, it's also the mice malacha, so the mati is matir to do a ma'is malacha. So if you say two ma'is malacha, you need two matirs. But a ma'isa of two figs is one ma'isa. So since iser is sets itself up in terms of ma'isa, how many ma'isim you've done, so the matir is also going to be a matir of this ma'isa. But the quantity is not, is part of one action, one ma'is malacha. It's just the ma'is malacha of more figs, but it's one picking. I mean, like the mat, the isser on Yantav and Shabbos is not to get figs, to have the result of two figs or whatever. This is to do an action of picking. It's like one of the mamas does malacha, so it's not like a malacha, it's a ma'is isser. So the mat here is going to be in terms of ma'is isser, not in terms of the results. But even though it's the ma'isa, but quantity is a characteristic, an accident of a ma'isa. Like when you do an action, like the actions have quantity. So an action of cooking 10 pieces of meat and cook one piece of meat, it's an action of cooking, but they're not identical. Essentially, they're identical, but accidentally, one is more and one is less. So they're accidentally differentiated. So in general, you say accidents are accidents, and you wouldn't. It's like to include the accident in the matir is like an extra thing. You know, you'd say the simpler way is to just say the matir of the maisa. But the saying is that when it comes to Shabbos, because the chumrah of Shabbos, the matir limits, you know, incorporates the quantity which is necessary. You know what I mean? But that's like adding into the formulation the quantity, which is accidental, which in general is an accidental feature. You know, but the Ri is claiming that since Shabbos is a chumrah, the Torah does that because it's very stingy with allowing anybody to violate Shabbos under any conditions. So therefore, it hugs the tzorach. Tzorach is two pieces. Matir is an action with a quantity of two. You know what I mean? Which is a little more cumbersome as a formulation, but because of the seriousness of Shabbos, this thing is the
Maaser.
I think I have to go, but so we'll do tomorrow. Yes, tomorrow. Next time is basically the Ron has his own answer. Okay, so it's at the end. It's Lefikach Ner Libar. Okay, it's basically the rest of the Ron, but I mean it's really the three lines, third wide line. You know, this is on Tassim Aves. Basically, till the end of the line. It's not that much more. But he has his own answer. He doesn't like this idea of the going by stringency and leniency. Therefore, he has a different answer to the difference between Shabbos and Yantav. Okay? Okay, and then once we do that, what I want to do next is the Gemara, next further in our Gemara, and based on Yizayin. It's about, you know, about whether or not, if a person doesn't place near to Shilin, whether others, he could let others cook his flour, his food. Okay, well, we'll get to that. That's where we're headed next. Like that.